Time now for Business News and Wednesday's The Workplace. Today we focus on a gadget that takes the workplace anywhere the worker goes. It is a wireless handheld computer, a bit larger than a deck of cards. It can send email, manage an address book, even work as a cell phone. One major brand is the Trio. The other is the BlackBerry, which dominates the market for mobile email in the workplace. Most users swear BlackBerries make them more efficient, but some researchers and spouses say they can be a time waster and incredibly annoying. Recently, NPR's Frank Langfitt spent time in a place some converts call BlackBerry Nation.
You can tell a product is taking root in American culture when it spawns a language all its own. Heavy BlackBerry users call themselves crackberry addicts, referring to the highly addictive form of cocaine. Bow your head to check the device for email during a meeting? That's a BlackBerry prayer. Research in Motion, a Canadian firm, introduced the BlackBerry in 1999. In the last year, BlackBerry users have more than doubled to 2 million. Professions that rely on quick information, such as finance and law, are embracing the BlackBerry. So are legislators in the marble halls of Congress. Maine Senator Susan Collins, a Republican, admits to BlackBerry dependency. Last month, in what may be a first, Collins used a BlackBerry to help pass the intelligence bill. It was a Sunday night. Collins contacted Senator Joe Lieberman, her Democratic counterpart, who was watching Billy Joel in concert.
We weren't getting anywhere, and finally my staff sent me a BlackBerry message suggesting that we use the word abrogate. And I knew that Joe was at the Kennedy Center for the concert, but I thought, well, I'll BlackBerry him, and then when he gets home later in the evening, he will see it. Well, much to my surprise, he actually had taken his BlackBerry to the Kennedy Center. He turned off the buzzer but left the light on. And around 9:24, I got a response from my email telling me that the language looked good to him as well.
Corporate lawyers use BlackBerries to share documents and connect with staff around the globe. Hogan & Hartson is a Washington firm with 1,000 lawyers and offices on 3 continents. All but 50 of its attorneys have BlackBerries. Michael Williams, a partner, said he knew he needed one when he walked into a meeting in Knoxville a couple of years ago.
There were 15 investment bankers in the room, and frankly, there were 15 BlackBerries in the room. And the CFO of the company who was leading the meeting couldn't help but to remark that people ought to put down their BlackBerries and pay more attention. But when I saw that, when I saw how so many of the aspects of this deal were being managed over the email, I realized I had to have it.
Across the street from Williams' office is a Starbucks where Wyatt Latimer is holding court. Latimer works for a company that runs down documents and data for law firms. It's a competitive business where a few minutes can mean the difference between landing or losing a job. Today's the picture of the mobile warrior. Chatting into his headset, Latimer surfs the internet on his laptop while fielding email on his BlackBerry. A message pops up from his boss.
So he's provided a potential client's telephone number. And when David sent that on, I can just read the email, I see the telephone number, I read the details of the case. In 5 minutes, I'm speaking to the prospect.
Latimer says the BlackBerry makes him more efficient and a better dad. Freed from wires, he can keep track of work on weekday afternoons while coaching his son's soccer team. Some people think multitasking may be reaching a point of diminishing returns. Edward Hollowell is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts who speaks to businessmen. He says many complain they can't absorb the torrent of digital information. Hollowell says devices like the BlackBerry are overloading people's brains.
Because we literally have never seen this in human history. We have never had the capacity, number one, to generate as many data points, and number two, to transmit and ask people to receive and not only receive them, but process them, make something out of them, interpret them. I think as the number of data points increases, the depth of our interpretation diminishes.
Like cell phones before them, BlackBerries are raising questions about etiquette. When can you check it? And where? Family members complain that BlackBerry users interrupt them in mid-sentence to read messages. Workers zone out in meetings to scroll through emails. Joanne Yates, a professor of management at MIT, is studying BlackBerry use. She said one working group she has talked to holds 10-minute BlackBerry breaks so everyone can check messages at the same time. Yates, who owns a Trio, says the BlackBerry can be a boon for workers, but
The minus side is that individuals check out, basically, when they're using their BlackBerry. They lose eye contact. They stop paying attention because multitasking is actually quite difficult.
Steve Call knows the feeling. He's a reformed crackberry addict. Call used to work as a research analyst with Goldman Sachs. When he left the company several years ago, he had to return his BlackBerry. He couldn't afford to buy one of his own. BlackBerries cost up to $400. Monthly fees run as high as $50. At first, Call went through withdrawal, craving the rush of instant communication. When he went out with BlackBerry users, he felt something was missing.
I guess there was a little bit of envy in that, you know, I'd like to know exactly what the markets were doing at that time period, or I'd want to go and try to check my email, which obviously you can't do. But, yeah, there definitely was some envy there. I felt that I wasn't, you know, as adequately equipped as other people were.
But his wife, Susie, was delighted to see the gadget go. No more buzzing email messages waking her up in the middle of the night. No more interruptions.
And so it was just always present. So even if you weren't really thinking about work, it wasn't top of mind, it was always there to interject.
Call is a grad student now in Boston. In the slower-paced world of academia, he doesn't really miss the BlackBerry. But if he ever returns to finance, Call says he wants another one. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
Check out BlackBerries and other high-tech gadgets at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.